All right, so Colin, thank you so much for joining us on WBFO today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
I'm 19. I'm a sophomore at SUNY Niagara County Community College in Niagara Falls. I'm a music major here, and afterward, I'm hoping to pursue music therapy as my career. I'm a student with disabilities. I'm blind visually impaired myself. I serve on the New York State Association of Blind Students Secretary Treasurer. And I'm also a newly elected sophomore senator on our student government here at NCCC.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, and you are also now a new member of the newly formed SUNY Student Voices Action Committee. So tell us more about that committee and what you're hoping to achieve as part of it.
Yeah, so the Student Voice Action Committee is something SUNY put together where students from a lot of SUNY campuses can directly talk to the SUNY administration. Our last meeting, we had the chancellor of SUNY in there, and it's just a direct way for the students to talk to the higher ups in SUNY to make our voices and concerns heard. And I think what I would like to achieve in that, I'm definitely an advocate myself for mental health resources, which is what we talked about in our last meeting, making sure, especially now, when the world is in such a chaotic state, a lot of students are, crying out for help and, don't really know where to get their resources from, what resources are available to them. So I'm a big advocate for that, especially now. And of course, being blind myself, I'm a big advocate for accessibility and support for students with disabilities.
Both critical issues, of course, mental health, something that so many of us are grappling with during this pandemic. I wonder too, as much as you're comfortable, you're an advocate for, as you said, blind students, both for yourself and across the state. I wonder if you can tell me some of the most common challenges that students face, especially on SUNY campuses.
So I guess a lot of the problem, especially now with a lot of our classes having to be online, is just the lack of accessibility to those online platforms. Just for example, one of my classes I take now, all of our homework is assigned through an online software, which is 0% accessible to me through my screen reader. So I have to go to my accessibility office so they can physically read me the questions off the computer. So it's just a lot of things like that, especially, even without being in the pandemic, there are a lot of problems, but just the shift to online is definitely difficult with a lot of platforms not being accessible.
Yeah, obviously that would be extremely difficult. Thank you for sharing that. You mentioned a screen reader there. Can you tell us what that is for those of us who might not have had to use one before?
Yeah, so screen readers come pretty much installed default on any device you might have, just your basic iPhones, even, or Samsungs, Windows computers, Mac computers, whatever. It's a built-in software tool for blind, visually impaired individuals to allow us to use the same devices that any sighted person would. But it's just basically reading us what's on the screen. So it's a non-visual way to use the same technology that everybody else does.
All right, so you are definitely joining this committee as a strong accessibility advocate and advocate for mental health, as you said. I wonder what your impression has been from some of the other students on the committee. What's it been like, meeting these students from across the state?
Oh, it's been absolutely incredible. Just the amount of diversity on the board. We have students coming from, we have athletes, we have students who are parents as well, every different ethnicity background. Just the diversity is awesome, and everybody has their own issues that they want to talk about. Everybody has their concerns, and the whole board is very well put together and well spoken. And it's a high honor to be working with so many people of different backgrounds and that definitely share the same passion as I do, is making their voices heard.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing to have the ear of the chancellor, as you said in the last meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was so happy to see him there and see that he was at least, you know, making an effort to hear the students that, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, the students are holding SUNY up, you know, students are the foundation of SUNY. So it's good that, you know, he's listening and making an effort to put action to our concerns.
Is there a timeline on certain action steps? I wonder what the committee is talking about in terms of actionable next steps coming out of this.
Yeah, so during our last meeting, we talked about mental health resources specifically, which is something very high up on the list of priorities for myself and a lot of the students in there. And the chancellor did a super great job of just listening to all of our stories. And we were all provided a list of great mental health resources that are already here for us and ones that they're starting to put forth. And the chancellor was talking about putting forth some funds to campaign these mental health resources to make sure that the students know they are here and just know the resources that they have available to them. So that's an action we're already seeing put in place. And as well as myself, a lot of the students in there have been in contact with their student government, making sure that our student government has these lists of mental health resources. And they're just doing a great job of providing some new mental health resources as well as reassuring us of the ones that we've already had.
That's great. Certainly, you know, helping hold the system accountable and making sure that students know about those resources is huge, right? Sometimes it can be just hard to know where to turn to.
Definitely.
So, Colin, I know that you study music. I wonder if you could tell me more about what your goals for the future are in that field.
In terms of, you know, my dream, I guess, would be to be performing music as a living. But as a career, I would definitely like to be a music therapist. I've got to do some great internships through the New York State Commission for the Blind, doing some music therapy, and I found it so fulfilling. And if I'm able to help people doing something I love, which is music, that's a dream job for me as well.
Yeah, I think music is also one thing that's helping a lot of people get through the pandemic. Is there anything that you've been playing in particular, listening to, that's, you know, helping you cope?
Well, recently when the quarantine first started, I delved deep into, there's been a lot of artists that I've wanted to listen to but just haven't. But there's been a lot of good discographies that I've been digging through. I just finished the Beatles discography, which is super awesome. I finished Stevie Wonder's discography and also Billy Joel's discography. I've just been really into like the good kind of classic rock, feel good music. I think it's something we could all use right now.
Definitely. I can certainly get down with some of those artists myself. And, you know, I think we will leave it on that happy note for today. Thank you, Colin Lackey, so much for taking the time to chat with us at WBFO.
Yeah, thank you for having me and affording me the platform.